Husky, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
This is 97.1, the FM talk station, live from L.A. with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. You can listen online, too. Heidi, would you stop belching?
I do declare.
You need to go back to finishing school, young lady. And you're walking like a man, too.
I got the vapors.
Yeah, I know. It's my leakage from my diet pills. Anyway, you can listen online, too, at 971freefm.com. While you're at it, check out our website at frostyheidiandfrank.com. If you're listening somewhere far away, send us an email so we can put a spot on our world map to represent you listening wherever you are.
Watching Fox News right now, they were talking to a guy who, his wife just had a baby.
Yeah.
In the hospital. He said he's taking the baby down to the main lobby to see friends and relatives who haven't been upstairs yet to see the mother and the baby. And he gets stopped by security. And they taser his ass while he's holding the baby in his arms, and he dropped the baby on its head.
Yeah.
At a 90-degree angle.
Dropped it.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking about this off the air.
It's so confused. The whole story is convoluted.
If you really, really, really care about your child, you will do the right thing at the right time and the right way to leave. You don't just grab the baby and leave the hospital because you know that's what people do when they kidnap. That's what people do when they are in a custody battle and they're trying to take. You have to do it the right way.
Well,
you have to give the approval to leave.
I think you have an armband. The baby's got an armband. As long as your armbands match, well, then obviously you're the father.
But the thing is, his story's changing, Frank. He's saying, when we were just listening to the interview, I was just trying to leave the hospital. I'm trying to leave the hospital.
Yeah.
But no, but the earlier story says, oh, I was just going down the lobby, you know, to my mom, my friends and family. I haven't met the baby yet. No, well, what's your story? You said you wanted to leave the hospital.
Means putting the car and drive away, and they can't allow you to do that unless you do it properly.
I agree, but tasering the guy while he's holding his four-day-old baby?
Yeah, six pounds.
It was the last resort they tased him because he was trying to leave. Last resort, they weren't talking him out of it, guys.
I've watched enough cop shows. When someone's using a human shield, they don't just automatically shoot over the shoulder at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He says they barely missed the baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he's holding the baby in his arm and it went in his chest.
And he says there's transference, too.
Well,
I don't know about that, but you don't taser a guy holding a baby. You don't.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you really care about your kid, you put the baby down in a chair, and then you talk it out with the officer, the security officer. There's two guys, security cops.
Yeah, just explain the protocol to the guy. This will be do this because of, you know, possible kidnapping. So let's go back to the room, do whatever we need to do, and then you'll be able to check out.
Well, the dad's the bad guy because he wanted nothing. He just said, screw you, I'm leaving.
Well, yeah, I agree. They're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's more wrong than
him. It's my baby. I'm not doing nothing wrong.
This is my child.
It's my baby.
I'm leaving. Well, you can't stop me. Well,
I want my baby.
You gotta stop
baby. And then
they did the right thing.
Zap!
Oof! And he
drop.
Yeah.
Soft cranium.
Mm.
Now the baby's in protective custody, and protective custody people say the kid is fine, while the dad is saying, "Oh no, he's got trauma and problems."
Well, they were watching.
So they're going to sue the hospital, and they're going to sue the police.
Watching the mom and dad anyway, because apparently a week before the baby was born, the guy was threatening the baby mama and the baby, and CPS had to show up and make sure everything was okay. So, see, they were watching this guy anyway, and his beard is weird.
Yeah, let's be judgmental, because I'm with you on that.
Racist.
I'm with you on that, Heidi. He just
bald
looks...
head and big giant beard.
He looks like a scumbag.
So?
I know it's wrong to judge people, but he honest to God looks bad to me.
So scumbags shouldn't have babies.
Something
that
ain't right.
He just looks defiant. He looks like a redneck defiant a-hole. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Damn Aryan Nation.
Some people just look like they're up to no good. And he's chosen that look, that skinhead, complete bald look with the weird rebel-like Confederate beard.
Yeah.
And he's all defiant and creepy eyes. And
why was he leaving the hospital? And the interviewer on Fox News never said that. He said, well, sir, why were you leaving?
Doesn't matter.
That's
irrelevant.
You have to follow protocol. I mean, and why? Well, I'm leaving. Well, no, you said you were going to visit friends and family. Okay, so that was a lie. Now you're leaving. Well, why are you leaving?
It's his baby. It's not a kidnapping. Who cares if he leaves the hospital? Who cares if he goes downstairs? I know.
There's rules and regulations.
The point is the taser part.
Mm-hmm.
He's not kidnapping the kid. It's actually his kid. So there's
right.
So you're leaving? You're trying to get away with this kid? That's not even a point.
Frank, short of a giant butterfly net that falls from the ceiling, he's ready to leave. He's approaching the elevator, and the stairs are right there.
He's not stealing the baby.
But they don't know. They need to.
I know.
To stop the kid from leaving first and then sort it out. And if the guy is at the elevator, at the stairwell, and being mouthy with you and saying, oh, no, I'm leaving, you can't stop me, or whatever he said.
Can you just block the doors?
You've got to take drastic action then. He's a step away from getting on the elevator.
You're not getting on the elevator.
Yeah, I'm on the elevator, and I got the stop button pulled. You can't leave.
There's the stairs then. Look, he's defiant. He's leaving.
You can't leave.
What do you say, Frank? Frank, if he's standing there facing a cop in uniform and a hospital security guy, two big guys, and he still is defiantly going, no, I'm leaving with this baby, that tells me that guy, there's a story there. He's trying to kidnap or something. Because a rational person would at that point stop and go, let's talk this out and sort it out. But he's going, screw you, I'm leaving. So you got to stop a guy like that right there. Because what if you're wrong? You will be sued if you let that a-hole take a baby outside.
Stop him. But don't taser him while he's still got the baby in his arms and it lands on his head.
The last resort.
Yeah, then you got a lawsuit. He's suing anyway. Because he's saying there might be something wrong with the baby. And the other people are saying, he said, I've hired a private pediatrician to look at the baby and there are issues.
Well, they won't know for years if it's screwed up. If you drop a little infant on its head, you may not know until it's 3, 4 years old.
The mother was standing right there. So give the baby to the mother and then try to get past me.
But he didn't, did he?
Probably because he didn't want to.
Well, we're probably into that.
Everybody was wrong.
I'm with the cops and security on this.
Both sides, yeah. Both sides did something wrong.
I don't think the cops did anything wrong, Frank.
Tasering while he's holding a baby.
A last resort, because he was ready to take the child out of the
hospital. It wasn't like he was strapped with a bomb. I mean,
they didn't know.
Frosty.
Well, they didn't know.
So let's taser and ask questions later. Then he deserves to sue the Houston police and get money for it.
I think he set them up. This is what you would do if you wanted to set up the hospital and the police to sue them.
It kind of smell that way.
Absolutely. Heidi and I said that. Mm-hmm. She says, you know what? He could be setting them up. And that's exactly how you would do it. You'd grab a baby, even if you are the real dad.
He isn't smart enough to come up with a master plan to sue the Houston police.
And maybe someone told him at the bar.
He was smart enough to come up with that bald hair, giant beard combination.
Right.
And he's very capable of anything, in my opinion.
And he did wear a collared shirt on television.
Which is respectable.
His attorney probably put him in there.
Right. Respectable.
He just looks disturbed to me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to judge based on appearance. People judge me all the time, though, so I'm turning the table on you all now. He looks like he's no good.
Because Lord knows Frosty wouldn't even wear a collared shirt on national TV.
I hate they mess with my quadruple chin. I get a rash.
So you're beard profiling. That's nice.
I am. Bald beard, beady eye profiling.
They're always doing something wrong.
The odds are they're up to no good till proven otherwise.
Well, they're not shaving.
They're probably always stealing a baby.
888-520-9710 is our number. Laurie in Buena Park, in with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hello. No, what I had read yesterday was when you have a baby now, they put like these bracelets on you, the baby, the mom, the dad, the whole bit. And they're kind of like low-jacked or whatever, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
And the elevators... Well, when somebody's trying to get out with the baby, they automatically shut. They won't.
Oh, move. That's why. Okay, because the elevator door's open. It wasn't going anywhere. I didn't know that. So it stops the elevator?
Yeah.
Oh.
Stairs were.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Well, they have to.
So the baby's got like three armbands and the low jack's on its ankle and it's tight and you can't just cut it off.
Okay. Well, the stairs are next to the elevator. You can't really see where he was in proximity to the stairs because on the security camera footage, he sort of is off camera then.
Well, I'd love to know if the cops are saying, sir, put the baby down or give the baby to your wife or we will taser you. Do you want us to taser you while you're holding your child? Sir, do you want us to...
But
you think they're not going to taser me while I'm holding a child? What are they, stupid?
Right. Drop.
I guess they are.
Mm.
I didn't think the shocking transfer to things you were holding. Call me crazy, but I thought if the tines were sticking in you...
All right, we know a guy who has a taser. We'll have him come in. You hold hands with Heidi. We'll see what happens.
No, my heart can't take it if I'm wrong.
All right, then we'll tase Heidi and see if it goes to you.
It's like a country song. My heart can't take it if I'm wrong. I'll work on that later.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bruce.
I hope I never have to hear any singing like that again. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Hi, Heidi.
Hiya, Bruce.
Frosty, you fat sissy. I'm bald, I have a beard, and I'm coming to the next listener party.
Yeah, you're up to no good, I can tell.
Wear
yeah.
a collared shirt and don't steal my baby.
Look, if the guy looked like he looked and he was sitting like he should be sitting in the waiting room waiting to sign the form, I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying. But he looks like he looks, and he's trying to steal a baby.
As long as it wasn't you, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, good
comeback. Can't you respect protocol? It's like, this is stupid. Well, it's my baby. Well,
you can, but once you figured it all out, Why don't the parents have their baby back? And I'm not going to sing it. Why don't the parents have their baby back? It's in social services.
Because a week before.
Because he looks like a freak.
No, because a week before he threatened the mother while she was pregnant. I'll kill you. Yeah, and
I'm sure she said some violent things during labor, too. You son of a bitch.
You did this to me. I'll kill you.
Cut it off.
You'll never do this to me again.
Brenda Lee, what's going on?
I read the article last night, and all I saw was that they wanted to leave because they were being mistreated.
See, the guy keeps changing his story.
He seems to let them leave.
Okay, maybe that was in the paper yesterday, but we just heard him say, the interview was just out of his mouth came the words, I wanted to take the baby and show it to people.
To my friends and family.
How do you get mistreated? I mean, I don't understand that. You couldn't get a bigger room?
I don't know.
What does that mean? See, the guy's trouble. Are you with me now? He's trouble. He doesn't like the hospital service. We're being mistreated. I'm going to take the baby out of here.
My wife has been waiting a half an hour for ice chips.
Eh.
We're taking this baby.
The next baby we're having at the trailer. I don't care what you say.
And I won't have to wear a collared shirt.
They should taser his nuts and sterilize the son of a bitch so he can't have any more kids, if you ask me. People like that should not have kids.
Another good country song. They should have sterilized.
Should have tasered his nuts. My nuts can't take it if I'm wrong. I work on that later.
Smells good to me.
Love theme from Jericho. April, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, I just want to let you know you actually legally can steal your own child, especially from a hospital. I tried to walk down the hallway with my daughter and got sent back to my room.
Oh.
Yeah,
you can legally steal your child if you take your child out of the hospital.
You have to follow
I guess if you
protocol.
Don't check out, it would be stealing your child because they don't know where the baby is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah. I couldn't even walk out the room with my daughter.
But that's a good idea. You should side with caution on that because there's a lot of people who can't have kids and want to steal someone else's or pedophiles or slave
Some
rings or whatever.
Some people will go to, like, major extremes to steal babies. There was a story where police thwarted. What a great word.
Thwarted.
A plan to cut a baby from the womb of a pregnant woman who was being held against her will at a motel. Now, this pregnant woman, Amanda Howard, was 18 years old. She was lured into leaving her home on the pretense of purchasing baby clothes at a reasonable price from two women she had met on the Internet.
Oh, no.
Howard had placed an advertisement on MySpace asking for baby clothes.
And you're going to show up a hotel room to meet the two girls for the sale?
Yep.
Oh, come
Instead,
on.
The women picked up the pregnant woman in their vehicle and assaulted her. They sprayed Howard with pepper spray, and the plan was foiled, and one of the suspects, Alisa D. Bett, 17, wow, why do you want a baby, called police claiming that a pregnant woman was screaming with labor pains at the motel. The baby and the mother-to-be are in good condition now, but police became suspicious when they found Howard in the bathroom with duct tape around her neck, rope marks around her wrist. Police later obtained a search warrant and discovered items they believe would have been used to cut the baby from the victim's belly. Howard later told police the suspect planned to leave her in the motel room to die.
Oh, my God. You think they're little teenage lesbians who wanted a child?
These were just random chicks. I don't know.
17. The ones who wanted. They wanted to raise a baby.
The one who was pregnant was 18. The one who was 17 said she had baby clothes and was going to cut the baby out. So during a search of the motel room, police discovered scissors, duct tape, a plastic drop cloth, insulin with a syringe, counterfeit copies of a birth certificate labeled Johnny Gash. Wait, that's my porn name.
Spooky.
Johnny Gash.
And Centerpoint Hospital. So they had these fake documents. Birth certificates. Police also discovered a shopping list of needed items that included a baseball bat, hammer, a tarp, and a rope. You have to write that down?
Right. Mm. I remember.
Don't forget
the hammer. So the hammer's to knock her out, or the baseball bat. I don't understand how they're going to cut it out. They had scissors. That's maybe to do some snipping of the umbilical cord, but you can't cut someone open with scissors.
No.
Unless
maybe
there's a corner.
The umbilical cord. You figure you've got to cut it with something.
You've got to open
gonna,
her belly.
How are they going to get into
I guess they're going to.
There's no, like.
They're going to cut her open.
A scalpel or something.
Well, at the motel, the victim struggled to break free after being tied up. She told police that Gash sat on her stomach and grabbed both sides of her head, twisted her neck until it made a loud popping noise more than once.
Oh.
Trying to snap her neck.
Mm.
Gash's father, Donald Gash, and Howard's sister arrived and told police that Lauren Gash recently had a baby shower. She was claiming she was pregnant and needed a baby.
Sure.
I'm guessing she's a green bean fever. She later called her family to report that she'd had a baby and named it Johnny.
Oh, no.
Johnny
Gash. Hello, I'm Johnny Gash.
If you give the kids some Play-Doh for Christmas, is it gaseous clay? Ow. At least you didn't taser me.
Where's my taser?
I'm a child, you know.
Don't.
Don't.
Ow, I said, ow, I said, don't.
Hold
ow,
my hand,
ow,
see
ow.
If I can feel it.
Yeah. You made me drop my baby.
Yeah. Last time I stand in the water here.
During the police interview, after she was arrested, an officer noticed that Gash was wearing maternity pants.
Oh, those are sexy.
When the officer asked Gash if she was pregnant, she replied, not anymore.
That's awful.
She's wearing her Gash pants.
I got to get some of those.
I think I have some on now. What do you think? Maternity pants.
Every pair of pants for you is Gash pants.
Absolutely. That's a disturbing story, Frank.
Isn't
if ever there were one.
Horrible.
Just terrible.
People will do anything for a baby.
I know they had plastic, you said, for the floor or whatever, but think of the blood. I mean...
They had her in the tub, though.
Oh. Oh! Well, yeah, if you've watched CSI, though, they can swab the drain and find...
Was it a Holiday Inn Express? Because when you stay there, apparently you get smart. You can do anything. I can do a C-section. It's not a problem.
Isn't this why you should always wear flip-flops if you take a shower or take a bath in a Holiday Inn? You don't know what's been happening in that tub or shower stall.
But this is obviously... Lauren Gash lied about being pregnant to get attention.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, she's pregnant, and she was the center of attention, had the baby shower and everything, but knew she wasn't pregnant, going to have a baby. So to keep the attention, she was going to kill a woman and cut her baby out of her stomach.
Well, you know, the things we do.
For attention?
For attention, right.
How about say, I lost the baby, you're going to get some sympathy there, like, oh, yeah, I lost
exactly.
it. I went to the toilet and it went down, and I flushed it, and the baby's gone. Mm. And cry, work up some tears.
Mm-mm-mm.
Have another party.
I know this seems terrible. I don't mean to pick on the poor, but if you really can't afford retail price baby clothes, don't have a baby.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant because you're going to spend $180,000 raising it to age 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So the poor shouldn't have babies now.
Well,
right, Hitler?
If you can't yes, it's Hitler-y in thinking, but if you can't afford baby clothes, you shouldn't be having a baby because there's a lot more expenses in the clothes that you can't afford.
Don't show up at a seedy hotel room to swap out onesies.
But that's why we have rich people. To pay taxes to pay for poor people.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Who have babies.
Right. We'll take care of your four illegitimate children.
No problem.
That makes sense. Don't worry about it.
Have all you want. We'll pay for more.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, you don't need to thank us.
Don't even get a job.
You're welcome.
You just stay home, eat sausage link and mayo sandwiches.
And God bless
we'll
America.
We'll pay for your kids.
And, yeah, it's on us.
No way.
Because we just like having poor people around.
Oh, makes us feel better about ourselves.
Were you reading from the John Edwards campaign?
We care
pamphlet?
About you. We do.
We care about poor people because we love poor people. We wish there were more of them. You mentioned Hitler. I have a Hitler story.
Oh, do you now?
Hitler in
How
the
old news. Is this one?
Brand new Hitler story for Heidi Hamilton.
Story. Is Lenny Riefenstahl in there anywhere?
Yeah. I don't know why Heidi has a Hitler fascination, but we've established in previous discussions she does.
He's an evil monster, and I'm
yes, he is,
fascinated
and
by that.
Yeah, but whenever there's a Hitler show, documentary, film, whatever, she always her TiVo always suggests these Hitler
yes.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Heidi, you'll be happy to know that after all these years, they finally someone's finally found in Berlin, of all places, Hitler's record collection.
Ooh, oh. What would the songs be?
888-520-971.
All right.
You have no class.
I'll tell you about that when we come back. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
When the Führer says, wie ist der Master Race? Wie heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is the greatest case.
So Steve, is that Spike Jones?
Right in the Führer's face.
You have Spike Jones in him.
God.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Well, the reason we're mentioning this is...
That's on his workout playlist.
After all these years, amazingly, someone has uncovered Hitler's record collection. He honestly had, actually, gramophone in those days, those big fat play records with the big horn thing and the big needle you're setting on it.
Yeah, yeah.
In the attic of a former Soviet intelligence officer named Les Brezhnev, well, you know, typical Russian, don't know. It were the recordings that once were owned by Adolf Hitler himself. What was on those records? What sort of stuff do you think Adolf listened to late at night after he's done burning a village and capturing the French? Maybe that one. I can only think of one.
That's Highway to Hell, by the way.
Yeah, very good.
You didn't recognize that.
I would guess he may have I Love Rock and Roll. That would be my guess. 888-520-9710. Hitler's record collection. What was in there, Bob?
How are you guys doing? Love your show.
Great. Thank you.
Disco Inferno. Burn, baby, burn.
Oh, no.
He might have had something by John Cougar Mellencamp. Matt.
Yes, how you guys doing?
Great.
I know for a fact he had to have Frank Sinatra's I Did It My Way.
Maybe.
totally appropriate.
Maybe this one? Hot, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm. Another good one.
Like Buster Poindexter. You see him dancing.
Yeah.
Have margaritas.
Raul.
Hey, how's it going, Triplett?
Great.
So we got Christina Aguilera, Smoke Jewels in a Bottle.
Oh, that's awful.
Hitler's record collection has been found.
I'm thinking maybe something along. I hear the train a coming. It's coming around the bend.
Oh, God.
Heidi.
You have no class.
You haven't been as unfunny since I don't know when. Alan.
What?
They found Hitler's record collection. What do you think he listened to?
Well, Frosty, you are so gay. Frank, you're the man. And Heidi, how you doing, baby?
Hey, baby.
What do you want, Alan? You're getting annoying.
Few people know, thank you, that he was a country western fan, so I know for a fact that he had Queen of Hearts by Jews Newton.
I'm burning for you. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Heidi, you have no class.
I couldn't agree.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Ken in Hollywood.
Yeah, I got a winner here. How about Hey Jew?
I'm getting uncomfortable.
I'm a little sweaty.
Well,
since you bring up Hitler's record collection, Frank and I looked at each other with stars in our eyes.
One more call.
One more call.
Brian, what was in Hitler's record collection?
Well, mine are stupid now compared to the other ones. It would be Pink Floyd, The Wall, or anything by David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, yours are stupid.
Let's not end on that one.
Todd.
What do you think? Yes.
What did they find in Hitler's record collection?
I would say that you found Burning Ring of Fire.
See, I'm done with this. Surprisingly, he listened to classical music.
Hmm.
The finest classical performers of that age, that era, who did have clay records out, that's what they found. Or about 100. They say slightly over 100 of these recordings. They were all classical music, including, this is the really disturbing part, including many performers who were well-known Jewish performers.
Hmm.
Figure that out.
Now that's ironic.
So Hitler, he probably stole their records.
Mm-hmm.
So he had them in his collection.
Hitler.
This is not bad. I don't know why I made him Russian.
Don't know this one.
No, either.
Creep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm a weirdo. There we go.
What am I doing here?
You know what? The classical music, which always... there are a couple things in the house when I hear, although I do like classical music. When I hear classical music or a tea kettle, it creeps me out. Like, I love tea. I had to buy a kettle that didn't whistle because a tea kettle whistle, it makes me feel like there's somebody down the hallway with a butcher knife and going to stab me. Because it's always in movies, you know, you hear the kettle. And there's right. No one to take the kettle off. And you're like, oh, God, the kettle's still going. And then somebody's dead in a pile of blood on the floor. Also, classical music. And if you remember Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter loved class. So he would sit and, like, eat people, but he would be listening to classical music, and so that creeps me.
There's a spooky cannibal factor to classical music.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, but I hear it, I like it, but it makes me feel spooky. So, like, I don't want to listen to it in the house by myself.
So if you show up on a blind date, Heidi, you open the door, and this blind date guy is in there with a tea kettle on, listening to classical music.
Oh, I'm...
You're running.
I am getting back in the car and peeling out of the driveway. It ain't happening. It freaks me out. So the classical music thing with Hitler, that makes total sense to me.
Trying to get crazy with this, see?
What the hell's that from?
And in other music news.
Yes.
Guess who died 30 years ago today on the toilet?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, he was, I don't know how old he was when he died. 40-something. So he'd be in his 70s, I guess, give or take a year or two, if he were alive today.
Yeah.
You ever wonder what he'd be like today if he were alive? Would he be a distinguished old... What was this?
It's not me. It's Elvis.
Oh, it's Elvis. Okay. 30 years ago today. I'll be real Did you know Elvis slipped last year to number two on Forbes magazine list of top-earning dead celebrities? Someone else has passed him.
Who?
John Wayne.
No, hang on, let's guess.
Frank, how much John Wayne stuff sells in 2007?
Still doing course commercials.
Hang on. That's true. Dead celebrities.
Yeah, another dead celebrity finally has passed him.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
No, good guess, but no. Oh, I don't think you'll ever get this one. It's.
Is it a John? Because I'm on the John.
It is not a John.
He's on the John.
He died on the John, so I'm just going with the John.
Yeah. A singer?
Yes, obviously.
Oh. Elvis.
So Elvis, after all these years, was number one.
It's not Elvis, Heidi.
It's not Sinatra. No.
I was talking. I was thinking out loud.
Is it Elvis?
No, I was thinking. I was talking it out. Not Frank Sinatra.
No, Elvis has slipped to number two, and the number one dead celebrity as far as top earning last year was, ready?
Wait. Kurt Cobain.
Yes. How'd you get that?
I don't know. I felt like some weird vibe with you.
I don't believe that.
Kurt Cobain. Yes. I guess. There's people who still worship Kurt Cobain, and not just Nirvana, but also him, and I guess his image on shirts and whatever, posters, and his graveside is a little shrine. He's the top-selling dead celebrity last night.
That.
Also, did you know that last night there was a procession at Graceland?
They're still in line, Frosty. I showed them on the news. Steve. They're still in line. You might be like schizophrenic.
During this procession in Graceland, which I believe is Memphis, is very hot. And someone died in line. It was a lady, in her 60s or whatever.
Was she also a Kurt Cobain fan?
I don't know.
Did you play a more obscure Elvis song? I don't know that one enough.
I was trying to see if
I was better. I love Elvis.
Yeah, Marie's name. Can we get like Hound Dog or Jailhouse Rock? He has some hits, These are album cuts.
Listen, this station does not have hit songs.
That's the only Elvis song
we have.
That's other than
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All of our songs suck.
5 million Elvis hits. We don't have any hits. People would know.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
No,
Santa Claus.
Are you kidding?
No, here, I'll play it for you. Hold on.
CBS invested in the better library. No, we don't have any Elvis hits.
It is the lamest too.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes.
Have you seen it or heard it?
Yes. You've not heard that? The Elvis Presley sings.
I don't think I have.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Jet on. No.
See, much better than you.
Takes it. No, trust me.
Christmas.
Wait,
well, that's a good one.
Can you picture strippers with their little Santa caps on?
Well, now I am.
Okay, this is kind of good. I like this.
Yeah.
But I'll be perfectly honest and say I didn't care for most Elvis music. I don't get it. I thought his voice was terrible. And he was all fat and sweaty.
He's overrated?
I do, and I don't know why some people 30 years later still worship him like he was the greatest singer in the history of music.
Frosty.
I don't get it.
Steve. Thank you.
Please turn it down. I guess if you're a woman 67 years old, like the lady who died in the procession because of heat stroke or whatever, I guess if you're that age and 30 years ago you were a screaming 20-something or whatever, maybe you hold on to the way he was and it meant something to you then. But what does Elvis mean now?
I know. It was so funny. It's like talking about like a 60-something-year-old woman, and they go to line. Why are you standing here today? Why are you at Graceland? Well, he was just an amazing man, and he loved his family, and he was all about character and morals. And I'm like,
he died of a drug overdose.
Yeah, and pretty sure he cheated on his wife, and
he wasn't the moral bastion at all.
No.
And?
And they call him the
king. There's nothing wrong with being a musician with drug problems and cheating issues. Big deal.
Any good musician has a drug problem.
But it's like, do you really know him?
He's not exactly the moral bastion. A lot of people. He's not God Almighty. He's almost a character now. Maybe it's a generational thing. To me and to you guys, I'm guessing, and to people behind you, isn't he a caricature, a goofy joke now?
Yeah.
Elvis is a joke. You put on a sequin thing and stuff your belly out, and you hey baby. It's not. He's not even a serious. He's not even taken seriously anymore. Mm-mm. Yet some people worship him and cry tears today because he's been dead 30 years. I don't get it. I never got the Elvis phenomenon.
Did
never
you like the Beatles.
Love the Beatles.
No, see, I don't get them either.
Oh, come on, it's the Beatles.
Well,
what I think. Oh, come on, it's the Beatles. I think people like the Beatles who hear them now because they think they need to.
Yeah, I've never... The genius of it all,
stuff.
I never understood. Yeah, it's like, you sing along?
Some of it's good. I like it, but a lot of it's stuff that people worship is crap.
Can't buy me love.
That's actually good.
No, I like the song, but I'm saying, is it really genius stuff?
You say it's, yes,
I say no.
I can't stand that crap.
We all live on a yellow submarine.
Did Ringo write
yellow
that
submarine.
I think Ringo wrote that
one. Wow, genius. I'm going to cry and throw my panties at him.
Michelle Maybell. This is great music. What, 40 years later, this is still
it's good.
Good.
Is it amazing?
Michelle Maybell. Everybody. Anyway, you can't equate the Beatles and Elvis because the Beatles are so much better than Elvis ever was.
Oh.
He gyrated his hips and he got on stage and sweat and he, you know, was more sexy than rock. I guess he took music out of the big band, wholesome, pure, you know, Jimmy Dorsey era and ushered in the sleazy sexiness to rock and roll. But then he wasn't really good at it, I didn't think. I thought there were tons of people better than him.
Did you like the Rolling Stones?
Sure, yeah. They're legend. How can you not like the Stones?
I like the Rolling Stones more than I did the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
What? Get out of this room.
Weren't you either or? Weren't you in two cans of your Stones or Beatles?
Oh, I don't know.
A little before my time. I don't know. Can't you like them both?
No, you can't.
I like them both.
I like the Rolling Beatles.
This is a great song. I love this song. There's their stupid songs that everyone worships because they made them. It's like sometimes you should have just shut up.
Right.
Right, Heidi?
Rawhide!
That's a great song.
Yeah. Too bad it's not in stereo.
It's not?
Why can't they get that
fixed? What the hell is wrong with this place?
No, it was recorded in mono. That's before stereo.
Sorry, Lynn.
Yeah, for once, it's not the button. Our number is 888-520-9710, so I probably pissed off every Elvis Presley fan, but I'm just being honest. I don't get it. Maybe my mom gets it, but I don't get why he was so big, and I don't really care that he's been gone 30 years, especially considering when he died, he was a problem-ridden joke of a human being.
Right. On the toilet.
Why idolize someone like that?
No, no.
Idolize Don Henley.
Mm-hmm. Don Henley.
Don't idolize Elvis Presley.
If Don Henley...
You're saying Don Henley has more talent than Elvis Presley?
Well, if you want to idolize someone, you can idolize Henley or John Mellencamp or Willie Nelson.
Well,
or
to be able to...
do things for the farmers.
Yes.
But this fat banana with peanut butter eating drug addict?
And Don Henley sucks.
No, Don Henley. Henley can sing and play drums. That's
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, those are fighting words, Frank.
One note.
What?
His raspy range.
Dirty laundry.
I hate that crap.
How dare you pick on Don Henley? Those are fighting words. It's like you've insulted the queen.
Joe Walsh has more talent.
Oh, God, ooh. Frank.
Look at him making
just because life's been good to you so far. Thank you, Steve, as we play this to break.
See how much this sucks?
It's awesome.
Exciting.
Hey, do you want to dance?
Yeah.
It makes me want to die on the toilet.
It's hard to dance to this. It's between fast and slow.
Right.
That's a tough one to do. I think my kid can do that one.
Those notes there have never been played by anyone else. Those, that right there. Isn't that amazing?
They shouldn't be.
Yeah, anyway.
Think so.
Look at Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay.
Time to flush.
We have to break. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Just the devil with no spare. So viva Las Vegas.
.1, the FM talk station, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Special guest sitting in with us today, the minister, Reverend Pope Craig X.
Pope.
He's the Pope of Smoke.
The Pope of Pot.
The Wizard of Weed, as they call him.
The King of Cannabis.
Craig X, your church, Temple 420?
Temple420.org is my church.
Do we call you Reverend Craig or just Craig or Pastor X? What?
People from our church call me Pastor X, but my wife just calls me Craig.
Baby.
So Craig's been in the news recently. Well, he's been in the news quite a bit because he smokes weed for Jesus, right?
I smoke weed for God, but I do promote the Bible and Jesus as well. It's basically a theological question is the reason I'm going to jail now.
Ganja for God.
You believe that in the book of Genesis that they mentioned
this plant, and you're assuming it was marijuana.
No, in the book of Exodus, they specifically mention cannabis, which is cannabis. But in the book of Genesis, God says, I gave man all the plants for man to use. Not just some, not all, except for pot. But he gives, this is Genesis 1:11 and 1:29.
Wow.
Yeah, he gives man all the plants to use. So marijuana didn't use me. I used marijuana at my church, and I tried to reach stoners and the 420 Nation, the group of people that I've known for years and a community I've been involved with for years. I tried to reach them with the Word of God and teach the Bible to stoners. So that was my crime. And I sold pot. I made pot available for a distribution to our temple members only, just like at the medical marijuana clubs. Because on TV, on the show Weeds, I play the owner of the medical marijuana club. And the reality is, just like on the show, how it's a joke, anyone can get a medical marijuana card. In fact, I have a medical marijuana card and stopped at the medical marijuana club on my way in.
Oh,
what's
look
in
at
those
you.
Files over there?
Look at Frank.
I think I'm going to cry.
Collapse cry.
I've got some OG Juicy, some Sour Diesel, some Triple X, and some Green Door, or what's that one called?
Am I having a dream and I'm in Amsterdam?
it's snow. Well, that's the great thing about L.A. There's more medical marijuana clubs in L.A. than there are Starbucks. So anyone with a doctor's note can go to one of these medical marijuana clubs and get high-quality indica or sativa marijuana for medicinal purposes. The problem is any teenager or person can just lie and say they're sick and get a doctor's note to get pot.
Oh.
So what I did is I didn't want people to lie because God created everything with the Word, and we're created in His image, so lying is obviously a sin. I wanted people to be able to say, hey, I use this as a sacrament. This is a plant God created. And
so when you guys have communion at your church, everyone does a bong rip?
No, we don't smoke pot at the church. It's illegal to smoke indoors. But we do have a communion similar to the Eucharist in the Catholic
Church.
With
brownies, I'm guessing?
No, not with brownies. Brownies are man-made, not God-made.
Oh, okay. All right.
We take like a big, beautiful, fat indica bud, and we burn it kind of like the Native Americans burn a sage stick, and mm-hmm. we bless each of the temple members. And I knew each one of them personally, so I knew what personal problems they were going through. And I was in Hollywood. We had pimps, people in pornography, prostitutes. And so
Sounds like my church.
Well, I was trying to reach people who were really lost. And
that's who Jesus himself would be preaching to.
Absolutely.
So you're doing what the man said to do.
Well, I felt that way. I wasn't going fishing for Christians in some aquarium in somebody else's church and going, hey, come to my church. I was going to people who were really in need and trying to reach them with the Word. And a lot of them smoke pot. I wasn't trying to convince anyone to smoke pot. But they felt comfortable because I'm the weed preacher. So they'd come to my church.
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wasn't judging them for their sins, or, you know, and the word sin is it from the English, Old English, it means to miss the mark. It's an archery word. And the mark is really the Ten Commandments. We want people to follow the Ten Commandments. And people don't always live up to that ideal. And so we were trying to reach them without judging them for their past, but trying to reach them with the Word to get them to change their lives for the future.
Reverend Craig X with us, Reverend from the church, Temple 420.
Correct.
Now, you recently got busted.
I did.
Now, then that was at church, right? At your church?
The police came and kicked down our doors, put a shotgun in my face, and arrested me and the clergy at the temple. And I was convicted of possession of marijuana for sale. I was not allowed to use the religious defense in court. And tomorrow I'm being sentenced at 210 West Temple. So if there's any people out there that want to come support me, I would love... God, I'm wheezing. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I've been smoking a lot of weed. I'm a little stressed if I do go to jail. And I use it medicinally. But if people do want to come down to the courtroom where I'm in Judge Strobel's Department 131, I would love to have people come there and support us because a lot of people didn't even know I was arrested or know that I've been convicted and been facing
time in
jail.
And you've lost your house?
Well, my wife and I were unable. Yeah, they seized my personal assets before I was convicted of anything. You know, you're supposed to have the presumption of innocence in America. But your money does not have the presumption of innocence. So they're able to seize your money. And so we used what money we could have to hire an attorney who ended up quitting on us.
So is this cause worth it?
He smoked your weed and left.
Is this cause so important to you that it is worth losing your house and your family and all that?
Well, my family's very supportive of me. And yeah, I do believe it's important to spread the Word of God and to use marijuana in a responsible way. I have 7 children and I'm a conservative guy. I'm not the radical liberal hippie. I was on Glenn Beck the other day, and he's like, you don't look like the kind of guy who should be going to jail. And I don't feel like I should be, but that's the law. I'm being prosecuted not under federal law because I'm federally protected under my religious freedom rights, but I'm being prosecuted under the state law which is only for possession of marijuana. And they didn't.
I thought that was a misdemeanor. But you had a ton of it.
For sale.
You said they were selling it, though.
We had it. We were distributing it to our temple members only. So
for free, or were you? I mean, you weren't selling it.
No, well, we took a donation, but just like.
Pass the plate.
Is that a loophole, though? Is that what they're going to nail you with?
No, no, not at all.
You call it a donation, they're going to say you took money for it and gave it to them, so they're going to call it a transaction.
And if it was a transaction, it should be covered under the federal commerce law, which would allow us to then bring in the federal defense. And I think under if I appealed the case, I have very strong grounds for appeal. I just can't afford an attorney at the moment, and I'm just more concerned with getting a job.
So you're going to jail tomorrow.
Well, no, the judge is going to decide. The probation department recommended that I go to jail for 4 years and 8 months.
Is there not a good attorney who believes in your cause who will work pro bono for you?
You're too fragile for jail, man.
Believe me, I feel a little fragile for jail.
Like yeah. Clay Aiken in the cell.
Oh, man. There's got to be an attorney who would be willing to help you.
Well, Bruce Margolin provided me with a lot of free advice and counsel, but he's not necessarily an appellate attorney. And I actually represented myself after I had two attorneys solicit me who were both working with the prosecution. Not working with the prosecution, but working with law enforcement or had connections to law enforcement. I wanted to speak on my own behalf. Mm-hmm. I felt as if I was articulate enough.
Are you going to be baked in court tomorrow?
Well, I won't smoke before court, but I'll be smoking all night. It's hard to go to sleep when you're worried about going to jail and you got 7 kids to feed.
You're like Paris Hilton party the night before.
I think you'll do okay in prison, though. When they say, what are you in for? Well, I'm Craig X from
Temple
420.
Guy. Yeah.
You'll be the hero.
They'll be like, hey, look at you.
Well, if I do go to jail, you know, I feel like God has a reason for everything, even... Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers, ended up doing something good. So hopefully I'll be able to spread the word in prison.
So tomorrow we got to go real quick. Okay. Craig X, we are going to be in court tomorrow. If you want people to come down, where are you going to be?
Temple 420. No, 210 West Temple, half of 420, Department 131, 15th floor, Judge Strobel's courtroom at 9 a.m. And I would love for anyone to come down, speak on my behalf, or just be there to physically support us and come down and... If I don't go to jail, well, I'll have a big smoke out afterwards or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Keep in touch, Craig. Good luck. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.